everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you today from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for tuning in to our podcast. We're so excited. We have an unbelievably cool guest on today, someone that I'm honored to call my friend as well as my business partner. And today, I'd like to introduce Sue Meitner from the Greater Philadelphia area. Sue, how are you?
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure for me to have the honor to be on with you. And this is a great podcast, Helping Originators. I'm super excited that you started it, and I'm super excited that I can be a guest on it. I'm honored today.
Well, I'm honored that you chose to, you know, make the time for me, because I know how busy you are, and I'm really grateful that you took the time. Just a quick background on Sue, for those of you that don't know her. She is an incredible woman. She has done so many things in the mortgage industry, and she and I partnered together almost exactly 4 years ago. We're coming up on our 4-year anniversary together. Sue owned and operated her own company in the Philadelphia area, and we joined forces about December 2018. And it really made us each stronger, which has really been what our mission was when we set out. But Sue has done millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in personal origination. She's managed a shop that's done north of $300 and $400 million multiple times. She's just done some incredible things in the industry, not only in production, but the amount that she's given back to the industry has been incredible. She chairs many different committees at different organizations nationwide, and she's totally a in-the-know loan originator slash manager slash business owner. She's just fantastic. She's also the author of multiple books, and she just had a storied, great career, and we're excited, and we have a specific topic that we're going to talk about today, and that topic is execution. For those of you that have tuned in, the fun part about this series is we focus the first three episodes on clarity, focus, and execution, and I couldn't think of a better loan officer in the country to speak today about execution. So without any further ado, Sue, if you wouldn't mind, could you share just a little bit about how you became to be an execution specialist and some of the things that you have done over the years that have really created your success?
So I think that part of having great execution is learning and honing into your skill. But in addition to learning and honing into your skill, because you're constantly needing to educate yourself and pivot, but you need to have a passion for what you do. And my passion in execution is threefold. One, to help originators build their business, to help borrowers become homeowners and build wealth in their homes, but also build dreams and memories in those homes. And three, to help my family with their passion and with their success so that they're proud of me every day. So my execution is really my why. My why do I do what I do? Why do I help those? So every day I come to work with a new renewed passion of helping others in many different facets. And that fills my soul with joy. And I'm truly blessed to have the job that I have. In illustrating those executions, especially in today's market, we have to change the way we do our business. We have to pivot again. We have to start developing the relationships with others, whether that's, you know, out on the street at realtors' offices, whether that's taking groups of networking women or men to lunch, or whether that's changing the way that we do things. And we can do all of that and connect so well with people on social media. So I have a passion for marketing and getting my name out there. So I really wanted to do many things in social media. And how we executed that was we started with Facebook, and then we went to Instagram, and then we went to having a podcast. And we've literally taken one thing on at a time. TikTok is in there somewhere. And we had set down a system and process that we weren't going to bite, you know, we weren't going to eat the elephant all at once, that we would take little bites, and we have to execute things with systems and processes. So I work with my team every day on what the system and process is for the loan process, for our social media process, for our marketing process, what's the big picture and what's the little picture, so that no one gets overwhelmed at any one time.
I couldn't agree more. And I've watched you do all those things, Sue. And when I think about execution, I really think of three things. I think about time management, I think about presentation mastery, and I think about strategic selling. And what you just described encompasses each of those three. And those loan officers that I know nationwide that truly execute at the highest levels, you obviously being one of them, they're experts at time management, presentation mastery, and strategic selling. So in your first bit there, talking about getting more face-to-face time with the realtors, doing more events, doing more of those things in person, that does require time management, does it not?
Everything requires time management. I was able to take my business to another level when I started to time block. When I took different days for different things, when I come in and I know what my schedule is, I stick to a schedule. So that's total time management. And within that time management, I've put time to think, time to build, time to be strategic, time to work on my presentations. You need to learn your presentation and before you go practice on a client or practice in front of 100 realtors. You have to know what that presentation is. You have to see if it works. And every time I do a presentation, when I come back, I change that presentation based on what my audience wanted. So it has to evolve and it has to change based on what's working and what's not working. And you need your audience to tell you that. So I'll give you an example, Kevin. I did it's a hot topic right now. What's a buy down? Realtors don't understand it. What's the difference between a permanent buy down and a temporary buy down? We have to educate our clients. So I put a PowerPoint presentation together so that I could educate the clients. And I went there. I didn't send it to them. That doesn't work. We have five realtor meetings scheduled in the next 2 weeks. We're going out there to everyone and educating them. We need to become in this market the experts so that people can ask us. How do we do that? We have to pour into ourselves, into time management, into presentation mastery, and into strategic selling, because we've changed. There's no low-hanging fruit anymore. We have to go and climb up the tree, and we have to actually find the best apple that we can find. So I think that all of that is really important, and we need to educate and be that expert in our marketplace and love on everyone so that they come to us when they need us, no matter what their profession is.
Well, you said so many important things there. I just jotted down four or five takeaways already right from that. But you mentioned strategic IQ, and I think that that's really important. A wise man has recently taught you and I about strategic IQ and really honing in on our own daily, weekly businesses as to how many hours a week are we doing versus how many hours a week are we thinking. And some of us have gotten caught in the rut of doing, 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 and we don't spend any time thinking, and that reduces our strategic IQ. And so I love hearing that you time block every day, that you take time every day to think strategically, and that you have an obvious path and a clear plan for your business. Because, right, we agreed that it started with clarity, right?
Yes.
And as you may or may not have tuned in, but Ryan Miller just did he's a great loan officer on the East Coast of Florida, and he just did a wonderful podcast with me about the importance of clarity. And now we're piggybacking off that into focus and execution. But obviously you're crystal clear, or you can't time block efficiently, correct?
Correct. You can time block because you would lose your focus. When I am in my zone, I close my door and I have people who stand at that door and try to get my attention. And I'll either say, come in, but most of the time I'll say, I can't talk to you right now. I'm right in the middle of something. And it's okay to say no. I think a lot of times in this mortgage profession, we're so used to saying yes all the time. It's okay to say no. And it's even better to say, just give me a minute and I'll get back to you. Or I don't know the answer to that question and I'll call you back, because that gives everyone another reason to develop that relationship.
Absolutely, it does. And I've recently gotten better, much better, at the ability to say no, yet give the person what they want. And that's a real skill. And if we can find ways to give people what they want and still say no, It's powerful. I'll give you an example. Someone, a friend of yours, called me recently and asked if I could do lunch. And I said, sure. And in my mind, I was thinking, gosh, I don't really have 2 hours for lunch with that person. The time I get there, look at the menu, sit down, get a table and eat, pay all that and leave and get back to my house. It's 2 hours on my day. But I was able to say to that person, what do you want to talk to at lunch about at lunch? And they said, oh, what I really want is a connection to this other person I know. So really what they wanted, they probably didn't want to have lunch with me. They wanted a connection to this other person that they knew, that I knew very well. So I said, hey, versus doing lunch, what if I were able to connect you and that person right this minute? And if I could send a group text with the three of us on it and make sure that you two connected within the next 12 hours, would that be a benefit to you? And of course, the guy said, absolutely, it would be. I did that while we were talking. He got what he wanted. I didn't have to go to lunch. Everybody won. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In the marketplace that we're in right now, we need to really, time is precious and we want to have time with our family and friends and for ourselves too. So if we can just drive down to what people need, and sometimes that can even be in a text. I say to people all the time when they call me, sorry, I can't answer the phone right now. What can I help you with? And I can handle it in a text just as easy as I can call.
Correct.
I think that it's really important to do exactly what you're saying to do so that people understand that where we are, and that helps us get our time, which is precious.
Most precious commodity we have. So, all right, we're talking about execution. We're talking about three areas of execution that can create mastery, which is 1, time management, 2, presentation mastery, and 3, strategic selling. So I think we've covered time management really good. If you're a loan officer out there and you do not know how to manage your time properly, go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. I'd be happy to share some strategies and some tactics and some tools that you can get better at time management starting the day after we talk. Let's talk about presentation mastery for a minute. One of the things I've always marveled at, you may or may not know this, Sue, but your 2-1 buy-down presentation that you made available about 4 days ago, I got a call this morning from someone that delivered that exact presentation in front of 70 realtors yesterday. And he said they thought he reinvented the wheel. He said it couldn't have gone 1 ounce better, and he used your presentation. And one of the things I've marveled at over the years is you are exceptional at presentation mastery. And you and I talk about this regularly, but our whole life is a presentation. We're either presenting to a borrower or to a referral source that can get us to a borrower, correct?
Yes.
When was it, or what like was the spark that turned you into caring about presentation mastery? Can you share a little bit about that?
So I think it's ingrained in you sometimes. I'll give this 100% to my dad. I loved when my dad would tell stories, and I watched him as a lawyer tell stories about his clients or tell stories about family, and he would connect to people so fast when he was introduced to them. He would like relate to them, and I just marveled at him in my adult life how he did it. And I then learned that there was a strategy that he had. He would be introduced to somebody and he would find out something in the first few minutes that they connected with, and then he would connect with them. That's presentation mastery, 1-on-1 or 5-to-1 or 100-to-1. And I just marveled at it, and I just learned it, and I took it bit by bit. As I said, I didn't bite the elephant all at once.
Right.
I learned how to relate. And the nice thing I do have in my background is that my degree is in speech communications. So I had to do a lot of it in college. And I just happen to love interacting with an audience and talking to people. And I parlayed that with the way that my dad connected with people. And I kind of put it together. And I love being in a group of people. I love connecting. I love when, even on a Zoom call, I love seeing all those squares with people. Kevin, you know, I like ever to see everybody's face.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll pull different things out of people. And I think that one-on-one connection, whether it's digitally or in person or over social media, is so important. And that's where my presentation mastery has, I believe, taken me to the next level, is that I watch my audience. I like to be interactive with everyone. And I think that you really just need to hone into the skill, and you might need to learn it. You might need to do more of it. You might need to present in front of the mirror in front of yourself. You might need to get go to Toastmasters and learn different techniques. And there's lots of ways to have those techniques come to you or for you to get those techniques. Get a book on it. In the market that we are in today, the more you can tell stories and relate to people in anything is a presentation. So I feel that every day, whether it's in my office or in an office at a real estate office or just out to the grocery store, I'm presenting myself and I'm representing myself. So presentation mastery is how you look, how you feel, how you maintain yourself, how you carry yourself and everything. And people know what they get from me because I present myself every day.
I love it. And I think about too, you just sparked a thought that's really interesting. I was on the phone with a guy recently and he was the best presenter that I've talked to in a while. Fantastic. And I asked him what his conversion ratio was on people that actually had a one-on-one conversation with him on the phone or in person and had a need to borrow money. And he immediately said 83%. It's like, wow, A, that's pretty awesome that he knew the number without hesitation. But B, 83% is incredible. I talked to another person that same day. I asked them the same question. They said, I don't know. I said, if you had to guess, what would you guess? And they said between 10 and 20%. So just think about something for a minute. If person A drives 100 leads to the table over X number of days, weeks, or months and closes on 83 of them, and person B closes on 15 out of the same 100 leads, how important is presentation mastery now?
It's tremendously important, and every loan officer who's listening should contact you if they don't know how to calculate their conversion rate. You Correct. Need to know in this marketplace what your conversion rate is. You need to know what it is from lead to application and what it is from application to close. If you don't know what your conversion rate is, you are not doing well in presentation mastery or strategic selling because you're not getting it to the finish line.
So let's move on to strategic selling for a second. So far what we've covered is everyone agrees that we have to execute and we have to execute at the highest level. In order to do so, we've agreed that we have to be great at time management, we have to be great at presentation mastery, and we have to be great at strategic selling. Let's talk about strategic selling for a minute. The real reason I selected and was hoping that you would agree to chat with me today on this topic is because of this right here. I think you strategically sell better than anyone I know. Could you talk a little bit about how that went from just being a salesperson at some point in your career to being a strategic consultant? Could you share a little bit about that?
So you're making me really dive into my brain, Kevin. So I like to pivot sometimes, and sometimes the market pivots. I strategically sell mostly to realtors, but I strategically sell to everyone. And I think that's when it changed, when I realized that everyone was my client, not just one specific profession, but everyone. And I do I feel like I'm a soft salesperson.
Yeah.
So I strategically sell every single day. I tell everyone what I do. And if somebody says, oh, wait, you sell real estate, right? I educate them that I'm a mortgage person and what I do. And I have my elevator speech every single day that's been practiced. Sue, what do? I help people build wealth through home ownership. And with that, I help them build their dreams. I say it all the time. What do you mean by that? And then I tell them what it is. It is strategic selling 24/7. I think about when I was driving my children to school, how can I capitalize on getting business from those teachers? And I just gave one of my originators a great idea. I said, you need to have a mug at the holiday season that has your logo or our logo on it and says, at their schools, thanks for keeping my kids safe and educating them so I can be at work. And she branded it for herself. She put it right on the coffee mug. She's going to be delivering coffee mugs at Christmas time with hot cocoa and coffee and candy canes to all of the teachers in there. So if there's 200 teachers, all those 200 teachers are going to have her coffee mugs. That's strategic selling. That's making sure that every single day that what you're doing is driving business home to you so that you can have a comfortable life and have everything that you want. That's how you build your dreams is that you strategic sell in every single thing. So when I'm at a settlement, I strategically sell. I'm at that settlement to go over mortgage papers, but I'm at that settlement to say, hey, you gave us one referral during this process. I am your loan officer for life. And every time you hear about mortgage, I want you to think about it. And I want you to put me in your phone if I'm not already in your phone so that you can just send them my information every single day.
And you're always strategic. And I think about a lot of things when I hear you talk. I think about the favors you do in advance for people. I think about how much you put yourself out there. I think that years ago you decided to author a book and that spurred into another book. I think about how you have become a community leader. I think about how you have ingratiated yourself within the industry at every event that you can to learn and to get better. I think about how I've been in your community geographically and I went a couple places with you and people know who you are when you walk in the door. I think you strategically sell all the time, just like you said, and it's evident. And I don't know that every loan officer in America does that. And I sure as heck don't think they all think about that. And when we think about the importance of execution, it must contain these three things. And every person I know that is killing it in this market is selling more strategically than they ever have before, is adhering to time management better than they ever have before, and has at some level taken presentation mastery to an importance in their life. Because the old way of doing things in this market don't work. We have to be more consultative than ever before. This isn't, October of 2020, where you can stand in line at the grocery store and 9 out of 10 people, if not 10 out of 10, could benefit from your service.
Right. So I would go to the grocery store, and this is a story about exactly what you're saying. So when my children were younger, they didn't like when we went to the grocery store because I would talk to every person in every single aisle. My goal was practically to talk to have one conversation in every aisle. And finally they said, Mommy, we don't want to go to the grocery store with you anymore. You need to do that while we're in school. And I said, okay, that's fine. But that was my goal, was to talk to everyone in my community. You need to ingrain yourself in your community. You need to be on boards. You need to be on community events. You need to be the expert at everything, including mortgage. When people call me, they want to know where to go get your haircut. Where do I get my hair colored? Where to go to the grocery store? Where I get my nails done? And I help them. I agree with you, Kevin. I love helping people and doing favors in advance so that if I ever need anything, I can call and ask them and they're going to say yes. I don't do it for that reason. I do it because I love helping people. I have a caring mindset. That's why I was more than happy to share anything that I have. And we need to realize that sharing is caring and it doesn't change our marketplace. There's enough business for everyone, even in the market that we're in. We went from a hot market to a regular market. We need to know that the market is the market and that's okay. We just need to pivot and strategically sell, be good at presentation mastery and have time management to get it all done to enjoy our lives.
You just summed up the entire podcast in one sentence right there. And that's what this is about. So I really want to thank you first and foremost. I know that you could have chose to do something else today and I appreciate it. I learn from you every time I listen to you. I love being around you because I'm better when I am. And I look at the passion that you put into this industry and your personal business every day. And it's infectious. And so for loan officers out there, today was about execution. In order to execute at the highest level, we must become proficient in time management, strategic selling, and presentation mastery. If any of you out there want some time with me, go to growingwithkevin.com and we can schedule up 15 to 30 minutes. And if any of those three portions of execution are either, limited in your current business or you're looking to get better at already being good at any of those three, I have some experience in being able to help folks do that.
Hey, Kevin, I was just going to jump in real quick because as you were saying that, something popped into my mind. I wasn't able to be my highest and best self until I met you and Owen and was able to be stronger together. I wasn't able to do any of the fabulous things I have done over the last 4 years because I was inundated in being the CEO of a company that I wasn't able to rise to the occasion. So as you were saying that, I agree. If anyone has any questions on doing any of this, Kevin, you are so fabulous in helping strategize with people. And you have allowed me to have the life that I have today. So I truly appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you. And that is kind of my superpower. If we all have one, it's helping people find their lane, get in their lane, and more importantly, stay in their lane. And I think that oftentimes in our industry, we fall prey to either outside forces or poor mentors or poor managers that trick people into thinking that we have to do everything all day, every day. And what I believe without a shadow of a doubt is if you spent 90%+ of your working hours only doing things that you love, that you're great at, and that drive your economic engine, you have a more fulfilled, better, more fun life. And that's what we focus on here. And if I can help any loan originator in the country get great at that, I've had some success in helping others get great at that. So thank you for tuning in. Sue, thank you for your kindness. To all loan officers nationwide, regardless of where you work, keep tuning in to Loan Officer Impact. We're going to try to bring you valuable content every single week so that you have a better, more fun-filled life, more freedom-filled life. And thanks for tuning in. Talk to you all soon.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.